This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco, 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 taco.
This deal legit.
Taco, taco, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99
to go. Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Monday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Rookie camp happening this weekend at One Winning Drive. Only open to the media yesterday. So John Harbaugh and some of the rookies got to speak to the masses. And here's John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about their first-round draft pick out of Georgia, Malachi Starks.
Right. Well, yeah, I hope he learns how to be like an all-pro. I mean, that's kind of what you hope. I mean, you hope for the best. And plan for the best, too, I guess. I mean, I expect him to do really well. You know, he's our first-round pick. A lot is a lot to whom much is given, much is required. And nobody understands it better than him as a young guy. Really impressed with his maturity. He broke the huddle today. That's not an easy thing to do your first time. So far, so good.
Yeah, I thought Malachi, he's wearing jersey number 24 for Ravens fans. He'll be jersey 24. Thought he looked smooth and fluid out there. He did not look like it was too big for him. He looked very comfortable. Saw him, go deep on a ball and stuff. So I think he's going to be as advertised. I was talking to one of my buddies who's coaching another team. Said they thought he was the cleanest, one of the cleanest players in the draft. They thought he was by far the best safety. So, and the Ravens did too. I think he's going to help a lot for them. I think he's going to be one of the few guys of the draft picks that's going to make a big impact right away for them. I think day one, first day of OTAs, or first day of mandatory minicamp, I think 24 is on the first team defense.
And look, he looks the part, I guess.
Yeah, physically looks the part. Yes, he does. We're going to talk about some other guys that don't. When they were doing team stuff, Malachi was the free safety. Bill Hall Kone, the Western Michigan corner, number 31, he was at left corner, and Robert Longerbeam was the right corner, and then he moved inside some too. Kone, I thought Kone looks the part too. He's long, they're lean. Thought he was little hip stiffness, but I thought he's going to be the Brandon Stevens type guy. I think he's going to be good in press because he's got long arms. And he's 6'1", and he's got some length to him. Whereas Longerbeam is a stick. He is skinny, small frame. And that showed up a lot on film with his tackling, and strength versus big receivers. He is really quick. He's got real good feet. He's got good movement. I liked his movement and stuff. But, I mean, he is skinny. And, you know, I couldn't see him trying to tackle Derrick Henry. I mean, that would be very interesting scenario for him. But both corners, I thought they have the skills. They have the movement skills. You know, can they hold up, especially longer beam? He's jersey 37. Kone's 31. Can they hold up against physical people, physical receivers? I thought playing press, turning, running deep, I thought he did nice there. Longabeam showed his speed quite a few times. There was one, like, on a go route. He didn't look back for the ball. They didn't catch it, but I'm like, come on, show me that. Show me that. But I thought both, for the first day, I mean, they're practicing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So for the first day, you know, and you know there's nerves and stuff out there. So for the first day, you know, it's hard to tell till we get pads on and then they're playing against, you know, Bateman and Zay and NFL receivers, see what they look like. But there wasn't a lot of guys offensively to really challenge them. LaJonte Wester, yeah, I mean, speed-wise and stuff, he could challenge him. But, Bob, that's another dude that, you know, he's 5'10", 170. That is a stick. Also, he is small, and he looks small, quick as a hiccup, you know, and he spent a lot of time, you know, returning punts and with Randy Brown, you know, learning how to catch punts and working on catching punts and doing drills, you know, catching punts. So they're anticipating him being the punt returner. And kind of what I said was, you know, I think, you know, some, you know, you have a package for him. The only thing I was told was, all right, if you have a package for him, so would you rather have him carrying the ball or Zay Flowers carrying the ball or him running that quick screen or Zay running that quick screen? That's a good point. You know, good point. I mean, yeah, I would much rather have Zay with the ball in his hands more so. Now, when we looked at Mike Green, I thought Mike Green physically looked good. He had long arms, well-built. And thought he showed good movement skills and everything. And we'll see, you know, when they get the pads on and stuff, when he can turn it loose rushing. But they're just working on a lot of fundamental things. And they really didn't go full speed hardly at all. But they hadn't dropping into coverage and rushing a passer. But I think by the time it's all said and done, I think Mike Green is going to be an excellent, excellent rusher for him. And by the time that, you know, Chuck Smith, you know, gets to work with him quite a bit and everything, I think he looked the part. Let me just say that. Green, he looked the part. Now, offensive line-wise, or Peebles, Aeneas Peebles, catch him.
We got another NFL lunch segment coming up there. Vinny Serrato. Ravens did make a move over the weekend. Speaking of offensive line, Joseph Noteboom agreed to a deal with Baltimore, formerly of the L.A. Rams, a guy that's got a Super Bowl ring from his days in Los Angeles, has been somewhat injury-plagued the last couple of years.
Well, the thing with Noteboom, and, you know, when we talk about Emory Jones, I think that was a big reason for signing Noteboom, because Noteboom can play everything but center, and they needed that swing tackle, because Emory Jones, I don't know, well, you know, how much he'll play with his shoulder. So, Noteboom, that was a big key get for them. You know, and a guy that, you know, hadn't stayed healthy a lot, but maybe just being the swing guy and stuff, kind of like McCary was. McCary was a guy who was hurt a lot, too, with his back and stuff. But then, you know, he stayed healthy. And, you know, Noteboom, you get a veteran guy. You don't have to count on, you don't have to worry about a rookie being a swing tackle if somebody goes down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal's legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.